And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of July, 2015. 1862, on this date, Samuel Clemens published his first newspaper column out in the territory of Nevada under his pen name Mark Twain. He was 25 years old. 1957, on this date, Paul McCartney and John Lennon met for the first time. John Lennon was 17. Paul McCartney had just turned 15. Lennon had formed a band called the Quarrymen. They were playing a gig at St. Peter's Church in Liverpool. Paul came, and they were impressed that he was able to tune his own guitar and also that he could remember the lyrics. Louis Pasteur successfully tested his rabies vaccine on this day, 1885, using a weakened form of the rabies virus taken from the spinal cords of infected animals. He tested it on a 9-year-old boy named Joseph Meister, who had been bitten by a rabid dog. The boy recovered, and the era of preventive medicine had begun. 1785, on this day, the dollar was chosen as the monetary unit of the United States. Dollar is an anglicized form of thaler, T-H-A-L-E-R, a silver coin first minted in Bohemia in 1519. It's the 80th birthday of the Dalai Lama, born in Toxter, Tibet, 1935. He was found as a 3-year-old boy named Lamo, found by Tibetan monks who decided that he was the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama, and so he became the 14th. And it was on this day that two different men lost their lives for religious reasons. 1415, the Czech priest Jan Hus executed for heresy because he believed that the Bible, not the church, was the supreme authority. And in 1535, Sir Thomas More was beheaded in the Tower of London for refusing to recognize King Henry VIII as the head of the church in England. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Green entitled The First Day. Saturday morning, the pool fills with children. Their parents want them to learn something preposterous, not just to tread water, but to move through it as easily as they run at home from one room to another. Naturally, the miracle of flotation escapes some of them. However, the believers, buoyant in their faith, hold their breath and push away from the side, face down, arms outstretched. These blessed ones glide like angels in a fleeting state of grace, then pop up grinning when they run out of air. Splashed with success, they hug themselves happily in the blue-lipped chill. Meanwhile, the few still clinging to the wall watch their own number shrink. Small, miserable, suspicious of their parents for making them suffer here, they begin to see the arrangement of things, how easily everyone can turn away from them when they don't give in, how lonely a personal conviction is. The First Day, a poem by Joseph Green, from What Water Does at a Time Like This, published by Moonpath Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.